All right. Hello. Hi, my friend. I'm really glad that you're joining me for class today. It's just me. So the way this will work is I will be flowing on my mat, but I'll also be speaking all of the instructions. So as you know, I love it when you don't have to look at the screen, but certainly if you do have to look at the screen, I will be right here doing everything with you. So use whatever you need in order to follow along. And as always, modify, modify, modify as you need to. I'll also be offering a lot of different ways that you can do things along the way. So the flow for this class is blocks. We're going to play with our blocks. We're going to use blocks underneath the hands as a way to create more space between your body and the floor. So you'll notice when your hands are on the blocks, you'll get about 6 more inches to work with. So just notice if that works well for you today. And you can always use this same technique in class all the time. So for class today, I want you to have 2 blocks. If you have firmer blocks, I prefer a firmer block than a squishy block. Full size block instead of a half block. So I've got 2 blocks here. These are full size blocks. They're quite firm. And things to note about the block. There are 3 settings on the block. This is the first setting. It's the closest setting to the floor. This is the second setting. And the third setting is the tallest setting on the block. So today we'll be working with 2 blocks on the second setting. So let's get started by putting these blocks right at the top of the mat, about shoulder width apart, maybe about 12 inches from one another. And you can certainly take them wider if you'd like that. So we'll begin in child's pose. So make your way to the floor, open your knees wide, sink your booty back to your heels, and then stretch your arms long in front of you. And then rest your forehead on the floor. Begin to make conscious contact with your breath. Notice the sound of your breath. Notice the pace and the rhythm. And then begin to deepen the breath on purpose. Seal your lips. And begin to pull air in a little bit deeper. Big breath. Keep your forearms on the floor and just lift your booty up off your heels and take a few rounds of cat-cow on your forearms. Keep your shoulders and your wrists right underneath each other. Move your spine. Straighten your arms, come up to long arms. Take a few more rounds of cat-cow, this time with your arms straight, but your shoulders and your wrists are still stacked on top of each other. We call this joint stacking. Now, reach for those blocks on the second setting. Put one under each hand. Shoulders and wrists are still stacked. Continue to take some rounds of cat-cow, except this time with the blocks underneath your hands. Notice if you're able to get into some new and interesting spaces in your body, sensations. sensation is the language of the body. It's how the body communicates with us. And so we're waking ourselves up to sensation, to feeling in the physical body.
Take a couple more rounds.
Step those blocks one step ahead of you. Put the butt of your hand, the base of your palm, on the edge of the blocks. See how that feels. Take a big breath in. Come into downward facing dog. Tuck your toes under your heels. Press the balls of your feet into the floor and lift your hips up and find a comfortable position with your feet so that you feel stable. If your feet are too far back, you might not feel stable. If your feet are too close to your hands, you might be feeling too much pressure in your hands, wrists, and shoulders. So find a good place for your feet so that you feel stable, but also comfortable. Maybe even enjoyable in this pose. Let your head fall. I'm going to even take my blocks just a little bit wider and take more space for my shoulders. Soften your knees, put a little bend in your knees. If you need to, look at my knees. Notice how my legs aren't straight. There's a nice softness in the knees. Set your eyes to one unmoving point between your toes. Pick up your heels, bend your knees, look forward, step to the top. Keep your hands on your blocks, lift your chest up, halfway lift. Bow over your thighs for ragdoll pose, catch your elbows and hang heavy. Release your bind. Put your right hand on the block. Put your left hand on your low back. Look over your left shoulder up to the sky. Soften your right knee. Take a big breath. Bow forward. Put your left hand on the block. Soften your left knee. Right hand to low back. Take your little twist on the other side. Look over your right shoulder. Take a big breath. Fold. Catch your hips, press into your feet and rise. Reach your arms up over your head. Look at your fingers. Take a big breath in and out. Pull your palms to the center of your chest. Take your feet about hip width, ground into your heels. Clear your throat. And we'll join our voices together in the sound of Om. Big breath in. Press down, reach up, high mountain pose. Fold forward with your exhale. Put your hands on the blocks and let your head fall towards the floor. Keep your hands on the blocks. Push the blocks away. Lift your chest up, halfway lift. Downward facing dog. Keep your hands on the blocks. Walk your feet straight back. Put your eyes between your toes. Take a breath in. And a breath out. Breath in. Breath out.
Pick up your heels, bend your knees, look forward, step forward.
Halfway lift, chest up. Bow.
Reach up, high mountain.
Bow.
Lift your chest up.
Come down to your knees. Keep your hands on the blocks. Take a round of cat-cow.
Back to neutral.
Down dog.
Breath in. Breath out. Pick up your heels, bend your knees, look forward, step forward.
Half lift. Bow.
Stand up.
Fold.
Lift up.
Come to your knees, camel pose. This time, put your hands on your hips. Take a big breath in to lift your chest. Push your hips forward and open your chest up to the ceiling. Look up. Inhale back up to neutral. Down dog, hands on the blocks, hips to the sky.
Eyes between your toes. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. And out. Lift up your heels, bend your knees, look forward, step forward.
Half lift. Hold.
Stand up tall.
Fold.
Lift up.
Plank pose. This time, keep your hands on the blocks. Walk one foot back and then the other. So you're in a plank pose, but you're a little bit more inclined because your hands are on the blocks. Look forward. We're here for 5, 4, 3. Pull your belly in for 2, 1. Downward facing dog. Push the blocks away and lift your hips up.
Eyes between your toes. Breath in. And out. Pick up your heels, bend your knees, look forward, step forward.
Half lift. Fold.
Stand up tall.
Palms touch at the center of your chest and pause. Take a breath. Reach your arms up.
Chair pose.
Squeeze your thighs together. Ground into your heels. Set your eyes forward. We're here for 5, 4, 3. Get a little lower for 2, 1. Hands to the blocks. Fold forward.
Lift your chest halfway up.
Listen, keep your hands on the blocks. Step your left foot back, low runner's lunge. So keep your knee off the floor. Your heel is stacked over the ball of your foot and your back leg is straight. Now bring those blocks maybe to frame your front foot, one hand on each block. Lift your chest up, look forward. Big breath in. Plank pose, right foot steps back to meet your left. Take a big inhale. Downward facing dog.
Tailbone to the sky. Inhale, your left leg behind you. Take it straight behind you like you could stamp your heel on the back wall.
Pull your knee to your chest. Step your foot through. Low runner's lunge. Your heel is lifted. Your back leg is straight. If you need to, if your belly is in the way, you can roll your thigh out to the side and scoop your belly back in. So just make space for yourself by taking your feet wider if you need to. Look forward, lift your chest up. Step forward. Halfway lift. forward fold.
Stand up tall.
Hands to heart center. All right, we're going to do that again with the low lunge and the hands on the blocks. Remember, just make space for yourself. Inhale, reach up. Fold forward.
Lift halfway up.
Right foot back, low lunge. Lift your chest up. Plank pose, left foot back. Big inhale. Down dog.
Take your right leg behind you, nice and straight. Knee to chest, step through low lunge.
Lift your heart up. Step forward. Halfway lift. Forward fold.
Stand up.
Palms touch at the center. Breath in. Breath out. We'll do it again. Sweep up, look up. Fold forward.
Lift your chest up.
Left foot back, low lunge. Lift your heart. Plank pose. Breath in.
Down dog. Left foot back. Knee to chest, low lunge. Step through.
Lift your heart up. Step forward. Lift your heart. Bow.
Stand up, look up.
Hands to heart. Breath in. Breath out. One more time, reach up. Fold forward.
Lift your heart up.
Right foot back, low lunge. Lift your chest. Plank pose. Breath in.
Down dog. Right leg back. Knee to chest. Low lunge.
Lift your heart up. Step forward. Half lift. Forward fold.
Stand all the way up.
Bring your hands to your heart. Breath in. Breath out. One more like that. Breathe in, reach up. Bow forward.
Lift your chest up.
Left foot back, low lunge, just like we've been doing. Lift your heart up. Now this time, come into high crescent lunge. Peel your hands off the box, arms up to the sky. You can always take this pose from your knee if it's a little too intense, but keep your back leg straight. Stretch your arms up and then look up at your fingers. Put your left hand on a block. Right inside of your right foot, right hand to your low back for a twist. Look over your right shoulder. Bend your front knee maybe a little bit deeper. Warrior two, ground your back foot, sweep open, gaze forward. I like to challenge my stance in this pose. I take more space between my feet and then hug your heels in towards center. Reverse your warrior, go up and back. Put your right forearm on top of your right thigh. Make a fist with your right hand and then push your forearm down. Lift your side body. Side angle pose, left hand to the sky. Look up at your fingers. Big breath in.
Come to all fours. Take a couple few rounds of cat-cow.
Reconnect with your breath.
Make your way to downward facing dog. Pick up your heels, bend your knees, look forward, step forward. Half lift. Fold. Press down, stand up. Hands to heart. Breath in. Breath out. Press down, reach up. Fold. Lift your chest up.
Right foot back, low lunge. Start here. First, square your chest. Chest is lifted. And now come into high crescent lunge. Peel your hands off the blocks. Arms reach up. Gaze forward.
Keep a nice bend in that front knee. Hug your belly in. And when you're ready, look up at your fingers.
Big inhale.
Twist. Right hand comes to the block. Left hand to low back. Look over your left shoulder, up to the sky.
Keep your back heel stacked over the ball of your foot. So shift forward just a little bit. Big breath.
Warrior two. Ground your back foot. Sweep open. Bend your front knee. Maybe take that back foot just a little bit further back. Challenge your stance.
Reverse. Reach your left arm up and back. Take a big stretch.
Side angle. Put your forearm on your thigh, make a fist with your hand, and then press down and lift up. Right arm to the sky.
Look up at your fingers. Big breath in.
Cat cow.
Make your way to the floor. Take a couple rounds. Come back to neutral, hands on the blocks, downward facing dog.
Pick up your heels, bend your knees, look forward, step forward.
Halfway lift,
forward fold. Stand up tall,
hands to heart.
Put your left hand on your left hip. Reach for your right knee, knee to the chest, hand to the knee, and then open your knee out to the right. It's okay if you teeter. If you fall, just train your brain to come back. You just got to fall down and get back up. Pull your knee back in, airplane pose, press your right foot back, stretch your fingertips back, lift your chest up. Slowly bring your hands to the blocks. Keep your leg straight up in the air and drop your head, standing splits. Forward fold, ground your foot and let your head be heavy for a second. Catch your hips, stand up,
arms up.
Hands to heart center. Standing leg raise on the left side. Put your right hand on your right hip. Catch your left knee with your left hand.
Open up to the left. Come back. Airplane. Press your foot back. And remember, if you fall 100 times, you get back up 101. You train your brain that falling does not mean quitting. Put your hands slowly to the blocks, standing splits. Let your head fall.
Gently forward fold, put your foot on the floor and let your head just hang heavy. Catch your hips, stand up.
Hands to heart center. Tree pose. Reach for your right foot. If you can catch your foot, snuggle it up into your thigh, but you can put your foot anywhere above or below the knee, just nowhere on the knee joint. We don't put any weird pressure on the knees. Set your eyes to something in front of you. Find your breath. With control, shift your knee forward. And gently drop your foot. Sweep up. Hands to heart. Left side tree. Anywhere above or below the knee. Set your gaze. Find your breath. And anchor yourself in to physical reality through your eyes and your breathing. Steadiness. With control, bring your knee forward. And gently drop your foot. Reach up, look up. Fold.
Lift your chest up.
Put your hands on the blocks. Find your half lift. Left foot back, low lunge. Keep your knee lifted. Square your heart. Lift your chest. Warrior two. Ground your back foot. Sweep open. Straighten your front leg. Reverse your triangle. Take your fingers up and back, get a full big body stretch. And come into triangle pose. Grab your block, put it on the tallest setting right outside of your ankle. Put your whole flat palm on the block. Block on the third setting. Fingertips to the sky. Side facing wide leg forward fold. Soften your front knee and pivot to the left. Keep your legs open wide. Turn your toes to face in and let your head fall.
Try taking a few side lunges. Just bend one knee and straighten the opposite leg. And these could be as deep or as not deep as you like. Whatever feels good. And find some sensation in those inner thighs.
Put your hands back on the floor. Turn your feet to face forward. Put your hands on the blocks. Step to the top of your mat. Lift halfway up. Fold. Stand all the way up. Reach your arms up. Look up. Fold.
Lift your chest up.
step your right foot back, low lunge. Lift your heart, hands on the blocks.
Warrior two, ground your back foot, sweep open. Reverse triangle, straighten your leg. Fingertips go up and back. Take a full big body stretch.
Triangle pose, reach for the block. Put it on the tallest setting outside of your ankle. Left hand, left palm on the block. Right hand to the sky. Big breath. Pivot to the right. Side facing, wide leg forward fold. Turn your toes to face slightly in. This time, interlace your hands behind your back. Soften your knees and let the crown of your head fall towards the floor. I like to soften my knees quite a bit in this pose. Maybe even move from side to side. Anything that feels good here. Slowly bring your hands back to the floor. Pivot to face the front of your mat and come down to your knees. You can put those blocks under your hands again. Move through a few more rounds of cat-cow. Come up to stand on your knees. Tuck your toes underneath your heels. My heels are lifted and my toes are underneath them. Hands to low back. We're coming into camel pose. Take a big breath in to lift your chest. And gently begin to open up your chest towards the ceiling. Look up at the ceiling. And if there's more to explore here, you can move incrementally. Maybe you drop your head back. Maybe you reach for your heels. And slowly come up. Have a seat on your heels. Put your hands on your thighs. Close your eyes. No fussing. Just be still for a moment. Bridge pose. Come to lie down on your back. Put your feet on the floor. Make sure your feet are hip width and close to your bum. You want those feet as close as you can to you. Press your feet down, lift your hips up, and then walk your shoulders in, your upper arms in, interlace your hands underneath your body. Now really ground down through your heels and lift your chest up. Lift your hips up. We're here for 5, 4, 3. Lift a little higher for 2 and 1. Slowly come down. Supine butterfly. Soles of the feet touch. Knees fall open. One hand over your heart. One hand over your belly. Happy baby. Reach for the pinky toe edges of your feet if you can. And if not, reach for your thighs or your knees, something closer. Keep your tailbone low to the floor, nice and flat.
All right, let's take on a little challenge. Interlace your hands behind the nape of your neck. Stack your knees over your hips, flex your feet. Extend your right foot forward. Bring your right elbow over to your left knee. And then switch. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Last 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hug your knees to your chest and just take some circles with your low back into the floor. Come up to a seat. Put your right shin at the top of your mat and sweep your left leg behind you for half pigeon. If half pigeon is not your pose, you can take a supine pigeon on your back by crossing your ankle over your knee and just staying on your back, getting plenty of sensation. Also, you can put a block underneath your thigh. That's also a helpful modification. And I like to put a block underneath my forehead. And come back to the breath. Come back to conscious contact with the breath. Whatever you're feeling in these poses, just stay with yourself. This is where we learn to stay. To just be with ourselves exactly as we are, exactly as we show up. Slowly roll onto your right hip. If there's a block, take that out first. Sweep your left leg forward. Reach for your left foot with your left hand. Put your right hand behind you to brace yourself. Lift your foot up, just straighten that leg. Slowly come back up to a seat. Put your left shin on the floor. Sweep your right leg back. We'll take the other side of half pigeon or the supine pigeon that you took, whatever you did on that side, the other side, recreate it here. Even if it looks different, even if it feels different. And again, a block underneath the thigh. If there's a gap there, put a block there. And then maybe rest your forehead on something. And if there's a block underneath you, remove that first.
Roll onto your left hip. Sweep your right leg forward. Catch your foot with your right hand. Put your left hand behind you for support. And straighten your leg. Come back up to a seat. Open your legs up into a wide V shape. Pull your booty out from underneath you. Roll your pelvis forward. Put your hands on the floor right in front of you. This might be plenty. You might have plenty of sensation here. You can stay right here. You can also put a block in front of you and try to rest your forehead to the block. And it might even be possible for you to take your chest to the floor. Only do the next right thing. Move incrementally. Just notice where you feel plenty of sensation, as long as you can stay with your breath. And just find the right place. Breathe. Slowly come back up, walk yourself back up to neutral. Come into a seated forward fold. Bring your legs back together. Pull your booty out from underneath you. Reach your arms up, look up. Reach for your feet. If you can catch your feet, that's cool. If not, catch your shins or even your knees, anywhere that you can reach. You might bend your knees, but look forward at your toes. And pull your chest towards your toes. And slowly come up. Grab your block. Come to lie down on your back. Put your feet on the floor. Lift your hips up and then slide that block underneath you, underneath your sacrum. You don't want it on your spine. Right on that flat bony plate. And then lift your right foot up and your left foot up for waterfall. Take your arms behind you so the backs of your hands rest on the floor. And soften your knees a bit. And just let your feet hang heavy over your hips. You can roll your ankles one direction and the other, point and flex the feet. Maybe even take the legs wide. I like to swivel my hips from side to side a little bit. Do what feels good. And try this. Put your feet on the floor. Keep the block underneath you. Slide your right foot forward to straighten your leg. Just notice how that feels. And if that feels good, begin to slide your left foot forward and straighten your left leg. And if it doesn't feel good on your low back or this is not for you, no worries. Just take that block out. And slowly pull your right foot back in and your left foot back in. Press your feet down, lift your hips up and slide that block out. Set it aside. Open your arms into a T. Pull your knees to your chest. Roll your knees over to the right for a simple twist.
Come back to center. Twist to the other side. Knees to the left. Look to the right. Come back to center. Give yourself a squeeze. Shavasana. Straighten your legs. Lift up your shoulders. Slide your shoulder blades underneath you. Allow your hands and feet to be heavy. And just lay here still for a moment. Take a full breath in and out. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Circle your ankles and wrists. Take a full body stretch. And pull your knees into your chest. Roll over to a comfortable side. Make your way up to a seat. Grab your blocks. Put them together on the first setting. So I'll show you what they look like. First setting, put them together. Put them on the floor and then find yourself a seat on top of those blocks. Slide your butt all the way forward. So you're not sitting on the blocks on top of them. You're just using the edge of the blocks to sit on. And allow your knees to completely fall forward. We're going to take a meditation. Put your hands on your thighs, palms face down. Lift your shoulders up to your ears. Roll them down your back. Find a broad chest. And pull your chin just slightly down so that your chin is parallel to the floor. Close your eyes. And just gently still your body. Notice your breath. Just notice the sound of your breath. Now place your right hand over your heart and spread your fingers out and put your left hand on your low belly and let your elbows just rest and fall by your sides. Begin to notice the impact of the breath on your hands.
Notice the way the chest rises and falls. And just feel your hands move with your breath. Notice the way it feels. The gentle rise and fall of your chest. And check in with your posture. Lift your shoulders up, lift the crown of your head up. And just keep noticing the impact of the breath on your hands. And if your arms feel tired, you can always just put your hands back on your thighs. I keep noticing the breath, the rise and fall. Take a full breath in and a full breath out. Drop your chin to your chest and roll your head from side to side. And pull your head back up. Reach your arms up over your head. Look up at your fingers. Put your hands on the floor right in front of you and just take a couple rounds of cat-cow with your shoulders. Come back up to a seat. Pull your palms to touch at the center of your chest. And just notice how you feel. And pull your thumbs to the center of your forehead and gently bow your head forward towards your heart. In honor of you and me and this practice that we shared, I bow to you, dear friend, and say namaste. Always a celebration when we do yoga. So I hope you enjoyed this flow. Really, I wanted to teach this class so that you could experience flowing with your hands on the blocks and see how that works for you. It gives you more room from the floor. And so you might find that you can step your feet forward and back a little bit more spaciously with the blocks. So you always, always have permission to keep those blocks underneath your hands. And again, I recommend firm blocks. So thank you so much for joining. I hope you enjoyed this practice, and I hope to see you in class again soon.